Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, well, it's been a weird morning already.
Yeah, it has.
Buzz family, the elevator freaked Chris and I out. At the same moment that I told you that I wanted to buy that haunted castle in
That's
KCK.
That's true. We get to the studio here. We get in the first door. There's an elevator we need to get up. Usually, we have to press the little button for the elevator to activate, open the doors.
Which always takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
100 years, BuzzFam.
And then as soon as we get in the first set of doors, the elevator just opens for us.
Like there was an invisible elevator person that pushed the button.
It was very unnerving. Is the universe opening that for us, or was it a spirit just saying, hey, I gotcha?
Oh my God, we can take that as a good sign. There's not too many good signs in life, especially right now.
Yeah.
The fact that elevator opened for us, it's like somebody pushed the button, though, you know? A ghost.
Is this the universe telling us that we are on the right path?
Either that or it's the universe telling us that we are bottom floor employees and will never graduate.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Buzz fam, I told Chris that this is probably the best spot for us to recap my drag performance last night. And I was like, how do we do that? And Chris and I just stared at each other. It's like, how do you describe what the hell happened yesterday in the parking lot in Westport where the wagon was? Thank you for your assistance.
Oh, absolutely. Anything I can do to offer help for you.
You held a sign. You didn't look very happy, by the way, in all the screenshots that the Buzz fam did.
Looking back on that, I could have smiled a little more, but at least I tried to do a little movement.
Yeah, no, it was great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And Buzz family loved it because there's so many screenshots of people viewing it, and then it's just you and I together. Dude, my best friend from high school that lives in Florida texted me.
She saw it?
Yeah. So many random people in my life.
It was amazing. I got there about 7:30 when you told me to be there and you weren't there yet. I thought, am I being pranked that this isn't not actually happening?
I would never do that to you.
And there were some people over in the other center area that you saw.
Homeless.
I thought those were you and your
You went over
friends.
To the homeless people?
I was on my way walking over them when I called you and you said you weren't there yet.
Oh, yeah. Dude, makeup takes forever. Makeup takes forever. Mad props to anyone who wears makeup. It took forever. I showed up at my friend's house at 4:30. We started at 4:30 and we were late.
What? Yeah. She did the makeup?
Yeah. It was good, though. I looked as close to Taylor Swift as humanly possible that I could look.
When you pulled up and I stared at you for 4 or 5 seconds, I didn't even recognize that it was you. So,
is that a compliment?
I don't know.
BuzzFam, the performance now is on my Instagram if you want to check out the whole thing. Instagram.com/JordanSilverJordan with an I. When I grabbed that performance off of Daisy's Instagram, I just did this screen record. And I'm such an idiot because I was also very drunk when I did it.
Yeah.
And I forgot to cut off the end of the video. So when I'm doing the screen record, it ends with me closing the program and then everybody that's ever texted me and their phone numbers are at the very end of that. Fix it.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
July 1st. I never thought this day would come.
Finally, a new month is here.
I just never thought that the 30th of June would ever end. Ever.
Oh, why would that be, Jordan?
Because of my drag performance that you can now watch on Instagram, on my Instagram, if you would like.
Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I.
That's right. Thank you. You know I love it when you do that thing with your mouth.
You know it.
And that is recite my Instagram. Okay, tell us what happened on this day, July 1st, starting in 2017. Whoa.
Our northern neighbors celebrate 150 years of being the nicest country in the world.
What was that song?
Oh, Canada?
What's that?
Their national anthem? Jordan.
They don't win a lot of Olympics, do they? Because that song is very foreign to me.
Okay. On this day in 2010, the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill becomes the world's worst oceanic oil spill in U.S. recorded history.
They said that there were three basic approaches for removing the oil from the water, which blows my mind that you can do that. One is combustion.
So you just set it on fire.
I guess. The other one is offshore filtration. Okay. And the third is collection for later processing.
What?
That's how you get oil out of the ocean.
I think the coolest one is combustion. Just burn the water.
Burn the water. Fire water. Lake of Fire. That's a Nirvana song. Ooh. I'm on it today.
On this day in 2000, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails overdoses on white heroin he thought was cocaine, which encourages him to get sober.
I typed into Google, is Trent Reznor? And I wanted to know if he was still sober.
Mm-hmm.
But the autofill?
Yeah, what did it say?
It said, is Trent Reznor dead? Under that was married, Christian, alive, still alive. The answer to all of those, nope, I guess I can't answer all of those with one answer, but he is still sober, yes, and still alive. I don't know about very alive, but still alive.
Is there a difference between asking if someone's alive or if they're still alive?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's
on this day in 1997, the Nevada Athletic Commission suspends Mike Tyson for biting Evander Holyfield. Here's it in action.
Oh, and some nasty stuff in there. There needs to be a bite almost. Holyfield is very unhappy. Look at this. It looked as if Tyson bared his teeth at one stage in the exchange.
You see the blood on the ear. That was definitely a bite.
He bit his ear.
I remember this.
And then they only gave him a 1-point deduction for that. Wouldn't that be like a, you know, a disqualification for biting someone's ear off?
Yeah, for real. In the long run, though, Holyfield did win that because Tyson was disqualified. I don't know if they kept fighting after that. He did something worse because all anyone remembers is Tyson biting the ear off of Evander Holyfield. Have you Googled it? It still looks weird.
His ear?
Yeah, Holyfield's ear.
Never got it fixed?
Well, I think he did, but I think that was the best that they could do. It's how many calories do you think are in an ear?
Maybe 45 calories?
That's a lean ear. That's a lean snack right there.
On this day in 1985, Nick at Night began on Nickelodeon. Here's a promo.
Everybody knows Nickelodeon's got a new all-star lineup of new shows and old favorites called Nick at Night. That's keeping Nickelodeon going around the clock 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You need Nick at Night. You gotta have Nick at Night.
I remember when I was a kid, the shows on Nick at Night were all like black and white.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Dick Van Dyke, Bewitched. Now it's Friends, Full House, and SpongeBob. That's Nick at Night. Talk about feeling old.
I love those old black and white TV shows.
I know, but they seemed so ancient when we were kids. And now what we watched is ancient.
On this day in 1979, the Sony Walkman debuts. Here's one of the first Walkman commercials.
We can't say the thing, okay? Just thank you for that.
Yes. On this day in 1963, zip codes were introduced for the U.S. mail. Here's the Swingin' Six singing a song commissioned by the government to tell us about the zip codes.
Back in the days of the 13 colonies, cry was freedom and how to defend it. Mailing a letter wasn't much trouble.
There weren't too many places to send it.
Okay, that's like a two-minute song. I highly recommend you Google Swingin' Six Zip Code Songs. They're amazing.
I wish that that would have come on the Sony Walkman.
It should have. On this day in 1929, the American cartoonist Ilse Seeger creates this popular cartoon.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
That voice, man. God.
A little rough.
I got a would you rather, Chris.
Okay.
Would you rather eat spinach and have superhuman strength or not eat spinach and have no strength?
I suppose I could muster up strength to eat some spinach. Because you're going to be a superhero, right?
Yes.
Super strength, that'd be pretty
cool.
Yeah,
but you have to have a voice like this. Remember when I was a Donald Duck? Remember when I was a Donald Duck?
On this day in local history, 1917, the race riots in East St. Louis occurred.
This is considered to be one of the worst cases of race riots in the United States, and it is always underreported. Like, I didn't even know about this until I watched the documentary 13 on Netflix. Mm-hmm. But this is crazy. Between 40 and 200 were reportedly killed. It was over the course of a couple days. It started on May 28th, 1917. Chilled for a bit, and then July 1st through the 3rd, 1917, was when everything really happened. They burned down blocks. White people burned down blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of housing in St. Louis and left 600,000 African Americans without a home.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
And this
is
like
atrocious.
This is the first I'm hearing of this because it wasn't in any of our books.
I did not know about this until I did this last night.
One of the worst cases of race riots in the United States, and it's news to us, and it happened 200 miles from here, however mm-hmm. far away that is. Mm. They need to rewrite the history books for real.
On this day is 1908. SOS is adopted as the international distress signal replacing CQD. Here's the Morse code of the SOS. So if you hear that, someone's in distress.
Do you think it's okay that we just played that? I think someone somewhere, some like old sailor man, maybe named Popeye, is at the top of their lighthouse and just heard that sound is like, I gotta save the buzz. Save the buzz.
Probably. I hope so.
I hope somebody just comes. Hey, it's raining. We could be drowning.
Yeah, it is.
All right. What about unofficial holidays, Chris?
Well, since it is postal worker day because of the zip codes.
So go postal.
Must appreciate the people that deliver our mail for 50, now 55 cents a letter.
Do they have to run away from dogs, angry people? I have a mm-hmm. friend that is a postal worker. Mm-hmm. I was going to say post person. And they're, every day their Facebook is hilarious. People do the stupidest things. Because they're still wearing masks. And they're still doing their stuff. And people will come up to them and just hand them mail and say, can you get this out? Can you get this out with no postage on it? No.
Come on, people.
Shout out to our postal workers. Thank you.
It is second half of the year day, which means July 1st is officially the first day of the second half of the year. We're finally halfway through 2020. Halfway. We're only halfway.
This year feels like waiting at the DMV just forever.
It's not.
This is hell. This is hell, right? We're in hell.
Yes.
This is what hell is like.
Absolutely.
Except for my hell would be, as I said before, teaching my parents tech while this whole coronavirus thing goes on.
Teaching you patience. Yes. And it is joke day.
Joke day?
Yeah, I've got a joke for you, Jordan.
Okay. No.
I have a Polish friend who is a sound engineer, and I have a Czech one, too. Czech one, too.
What?
I have a Polish friend who is a sound engineer.
Polish friend, sound engineer. Is this a racist joke?
Nope.
Okay, good.
And I have a Czech. 1-2. CZ, the country Czechoslovakia. Oh.
500 years later.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
Remember last week on Mortified, Chris, I sent that email that, you know, was apologizing about the fact that in 2000 I catfished a girl when I lived in Maine who ironically lived here in Kansas City.
How could I forget that?
Actually, that's also what the Buzz family texted in as well. But they're like, how could we forget? Well, I got a response.
You did. Someone wrote back.
7:25, we will go over it. It's been hard because I got it a couple days ago. It's been really hard to just sit on it and not tell you.
Oh,
but it is part of our Mortified story coming up at 7:25. It's going to take a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I've got plenty of energy for that.
Ow. You have a child.
I know, but I was able to take a 3-hour nap with my daughter yesterday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. It was glorious.
That is not human, what? Right? At 9 months?
I didn't think so, but it happened. I had her in my arms. And every time she would kind of wake up, I would just go, shh, shh, shh. And wherever she was, she'd just close her eyes back again and fall back into my arms. And, oh, I'm so in love.
Chris.
Yeah.
You cannot have another child. This is the mathematical equation that kids that have, that are two kids in a family all know about. The first one, the oldest one, mm-hmm. just like moi. An angel. All I hear are stories about how I was an angel growing up.
Okay.
And as a little kid, I was just always good and I didn't cry anything. And then my brother, because my parents were like, oh, this one's good. The next one will be good. No. Hellion. Devil child. Worst. Still sucks. Sorry, Derek. That's my brother's name.
So if we have another child, it's going to be a hellscape?
Yes. Don't get really comfortable in this. I'm telling you. The second child is always a bastard. I guess I shouldn't use that like term.
Technically, yet. Yeah.
Yeah, that would probably hurt your feelings if it was a bad.
Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
On Twitter, Bishop Briggs announced that she will have a new Depop drop at 5 p.m. today.
Does that mean new song?
I think so.
Depop drop.
I don't know what a Depop drop is, but I'm assuming it is a song or a new music of some sort.
Yesterday, she was on TikTok covering a Billie Eilish song.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just doing the music thing right now.
Hmm.
Quarantine is giving us some music.
Yeah.
And here comes round two.
And Overland Park has announced their Corporate Woods fireworks show.
Mm-hmm.
Has been canceled.
It's all over the news right now.
And with more and more fireworks show canceled, you can head over to Big Mac's Fireworks Independence for all your fireworks needs.
We are not paid by Big Mac's. You just love that place. You wanted to set off a firework during my performance yesterday.
I had one prepared and ready, but I
gave you too many jobs.
Yeah, it was illegal, but yeah, I should have. And the J.C. Nichols family has endorsed the removal of the name from the Fountain and Parkway. Kay Callison, the granddaughter of Nichols, said it's important to each of us that we publicly endorse the name change for the greater good of the city that we love. And yesterday, the KC Board Park voted to change the name of the fountain, which we don't know yet.
Right.
And they've changed J.C. Nichols Parkway, would change back to its original Mills Creek Parkway.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Oh, so much change. I'm very excited about this.
And,
oh,
Walmart will no longer be selling a shirt on their website that said All Lives Matter. Walmart allows third-party sellers to sell on their website and banned those ALM shirts once it came to their attention, although they are still selling Irish Lives Matter and Homeless Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter shirts.
I just left my body. I just left my body. How do you feel about that story?
About the Stop Stealing the All Lives or the other shirts as well?
All of it, I guess.
I mean, it's hard to control what third-party sellers, but I appreciate that they stopped it once they got through to their attention. But do the other shirts take away from that movement?
That's a thinker. I'm going to go think about that on the toilet right now.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Congrats, Chris. Welcome to 2007.
What?
This is the first time you've ever watched Catfish on MTV?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I feel like that would be a show you're into.
Well, it probably would have if I would have had cable in the last decade or so. So that's probably why I didn't.
I can't believe that you just started watching it. I thought that you would have that. I'm sure you have questions about that show.
There's a few of them. There's the one main guy, right?
Neve? Yep.
Does he have guest hosts with him? I see a different person like kind of with him on the different episodes.
He used to have this dude named Max with gray hair, mm-hmm. and I don't know what happened. For a long time, everybody thought that he and Max were together.
Oh.
Because they're just very, very close, but they are not. And so, yeah, he has a guest host on with him now. You must have watched more recent episodes.
Okay, it must have been.
My number one question is, why on Catfish on MTV, why is it always got to be an overweight lesbian that doesn't know that she's a lesbian yet? What?
Jordan, that's literally your story.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, you're right. That is...
Aren't you literally doing what you just said and claiming why is it always these people?
Yes, why is it always got to be an overweight lesbian that doesn't know that she's gay yet? That's exactly the story that we talked about a week ago. And we're going to get into... I got a response from the email that we made. And we'll talk about that coming up. But I have been watching Catfish because I haven't seen the very end of the last season. Mm-hmm. It's one of those shows, I'm sure you have them as well, where I like to wait a year and then binge whatever the new season is, the whole thing, instead of waiting every day.
No one has time to wait.
Exactly. So I've seen all the episodes now, over 125 episodes.
Jeez.
And I have never seen a reveal like this one specific episode that I was watching yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in the scene, I've got the audio right here, is Neve goes to the door to knock on it like he always does. And then the garage door opens.
What?
The garage door opens and there is the catfish in a wheelchair.
What?
Listen to the response from the girl that was catfished.
Oh. Neve.
So the garage door's opening.
Oh, get the out of here. No, absolutely did. Like, I gotta be Boo Boo the Fool, like, no.
I was like, oh my God, is she wheelchair shaming this dude? Like, it opens up, he's in a wheelchair, and I thought that she was just going like, oh hell no, I don't want this guy in a wheelchair. But then a couple of seconds later, this played.
And you forgot me, right? Friend of mine who doesn't know his place.
You forgot me?
We ready to go.
All right, so it was, she said all of that because he was an old friend. But in reality, if you just listen to that first part of that clip, it's like, you can't say that on TV. But I did get a response.
I'm ecstatic to hear whatever this person had to say, who this person is.
Oh, it's a...
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
That is the word for it. We are doing Mortified again because I found out, I remembered, that back when I was 18, didn't know that I was gay yet.
Oh my goodness.
I was catfishing someone as a dude, and this all came up when a friend brought up the conversation, but Chris, will you kind of recap what everybody knows, get everybody?
Yeah, you had an online relationship back in the day with this person on the early days of the web, or catfishing a girl, who happened to live in Kansas City, and you found old information and decided to email her to see if she is still around.
And I got a response, which we'll get to. But I wanted to add a little bit more to this story. I have in like the deep recesses of my shame closet. That's what I call my closet, my shame closet. Shame closet. There's just stuff, and that's also where my cat poops. So, but I mean, like in the cat box, and then all this embarrassing stuff. I have a box that has the 3.5-inch floppy disks, and I have a floppy disk reader for my computer. So I remember those obviously are very old.
Yeah.
So I popped them into my computer, and wouldn't you know, I have some emails that she sent me.
From back in the day?
From back in the day, from 1999.
Oh.
But it's weird because I kept all of it. It's like a serial killer kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Because I kept all of this on password-protected floppy disks that have weird decoy names like Senior English Paper. And I still have them. So I copied some of the emails. I don't have my response, but I think you can get what's going on through her response.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read some of these?
I would love to, Jordan.
Emails? Okay.
February 20th, 1999. Hey, is it babes or babies?
Babes.
Okay. Hey, babes. What's up?
Shut up.
Listening to Casey and JoJo's All My Life and looking at the moon and stars. What have you been thinking of lately? You're all over my mind. I know we both said we hate internet relationships, but there's something in my gut that you have, and I don't want to lose it.
That's a weird way of saying
it.
But thanks, JL.
Maybe it was fate that we met on Valentine's Day, and I broke up with you.
Oh, broke up with your boyfriend.
And you broke up with your boyfriend.
Well,
what?
And you broke up with your ex-girlfriend. Okay, that is a mistake. We were kids.
I don't know what this is, but you make me feel special and pretty. I can't wait to one day lay in your strong and manly model arms as you hold me tight all night. You're a little Buffy queen.
Okay.
Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I guess so.
All right, and then 8 days later, February 28th, 1999, just went to your profile and it said, taken by Stacy. Who is Stacy?
And it's spelled like Stacy Moody. Oh, God, that would be an awful twist.
You didn't know her back then, right?
I did not know her, but what if I was chatting with her?
Okay, so March 1st,
Chris
1999.
Chris is reading old emails that, thank God I don't have what I wrote, but from the girl that I catfished as a dude named Gavin.
Was just on our chat, and someone asked me for ASL.
Do you remember what that was?
Age, sex, and location.
Yep.
I wrote back, 16 F, Missouri, taken by the man of my dreams, Gavin, a.k.a. Skate Edge.
Oh, God.
At hotmail.com.
That hurts.
Skate Edge.
That was the email.
That's one you came up with for Gavin, or is that your real email?
No, that was Gavin's email. You have to have them separate when you're doing something scandalous.
Sorry, I wouldn't know what it's like to the rules for catfishing people.
Oh, you have the perfect life, whatever. Keep going.
It's so cool that you bought the Britney Spears CD. That just makes me want you more. Oh, boy.
Hey.
It was popular. I'll give you that.
1999 is when she came out. And by came out, I mean debuted onto the scene.
My ankle hurts. Will you kiss it and make it better? BRB, going to KU Med to have my ankle looked at.
Oh, I can't believe that she lived here and I moved here. I was catfishing her from Maine. Could have been from anywhere.
That means she's got some medical documents at KU Med that you might be able to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
HIPAA.
I'm sure I can just walk right in there and be like, hi. I'm trying to find this girl that I catfished when she was 16 and I was 18.
So the next day, March 2nd, 1999. I'm so sorry to hear that your grandma died. Aw, she passed away?
No.
What?
Oh. I wouldn't lose my grandmother for another 10 years.
Let me know if you want to talk about it. She sounded like a sweet lady.
Oh, God, I gotta kill off my grandmother while I'm catfishing someone? This is awful.
The next day, March 3rd, 1999. Wow. I just read the poem you wrote about me, and I am floored. Thank you. You wrote her a poem?
Of all the things that I don't have, any of my responses, I have this damn poem.
You do have the poem.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Let's Jordan, may
you
read your...
It's going to take everything in me.
You wrote this as Gavin to your
to JL, the girl that I was catfishing from here. And who knew that our stories would align to the point where I would now be living here and trying to find her. Again, we wrote an email last week to her, and there was a response, and I will tell you all about that. I'm just trying to stall so I don't ever have to read this poem.
No, go read this poem that you wrote as
Gavin.
The mental capacity of a man, Gavin.
I could stare, S-T-A-I-R, at you for a million years, and your voice never makes tired my ears. Oh, kill me. I miss you today more than anything that I've known. But if you ever left, chop off my arms and legs, for I will feel nothing.
What?
My heart would dry up like a rainless summer crop in the Midwest. You are my Midwest conquest, and I shall never rest. Your love is my quest. Do you like my vest? You know what? This chicken needs some zest.
Are you kidding me?
That's not the
end of it?
No.
There's more?
Take with you everything I possess. Without you, my heart would be as empty as a moon's recess.
Are you Shakespeare? Dramatic much?
We're going to... emailed her.
Oh, my God.
We got a response. It's just weird that I had all of these emails kept on a password-protected floppy disk with a decoy name that said Senior English Paper. I mean, maybe before, but my Senior English Paper was on that, mm-hmm. and then I just wrote over it, but damn. We were talking about the girl that, back when I was younger, I didn't know what these feelings inside of me were, and it made more sense to act, to pretend that I was a dude to see if I had feelings for a girl versus just knowing that I was gay. I know it's wild, but that was back in the Wild West,
mm-hmm.
Midwest, Wild Midwest. So yeah, back when I was, I don't know, 17, 18, I met this girl named JL on a chat, and I'll be damned if she didn't live here in Kansas City.
What are the statistical chances of that happening?
I never thought my path would take me to Kansas City. I'm so happy that it did. But I also cannot believe that she at one point lived here. So we went on the, well, I went on the Wayback Machine, which is this internet archive that takes a picture of basically every website at some point in its history. It is literally the portal to hell online. It is, the Wayback Machine is wild because nothing is deleted on the internet. And when I was looking at this website that she deleted, she must have deleted herself in 2019. Go back to the podcast last week and you'll find out all about that. I found an email address. And so last week we wrote the email address. Can you sum up basically what we wrote?
Yeah, you wrote to her explaining your confusion about your sexuality at that age, and you did something you weren't proud of, but revealed about being Gavin and the relationship you guys had, and fooling her, told her you now live in Kansas City, wanted to reach out and apologize.
There we go. I have no expectations beyond that, but if you want to talk about this further, here's my information. And we sent that out a week ago, like now, and I got a response a couple days ago. Ready?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Please give the reveal of the email the person who sent you back.
Quote, I feel like it's my karmic duty to respond to an email like this. I'm sorry, but this is not JL.
Oh.
My name is Brad, and I've had this email address for almost 2 years. I love 311, and Beautiful Disaster is my favorite song. I hope you find JL, but now I'm really invested in this story. Will you keep me updated too, Brad?
Phenomenal.
So
that's disappointing that it's not JL, but at least you have some sort of closure on this part of it, right?
Well, here's the thing.
What?
Just like on the show Catfish, there's bumps in the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that email address was her email address 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And most people don't have that same email address, you know, Skate Edge.
Oh, God. It's embarrassing.
I don't even skate. That's the best part. I never skated. I don't. Well, when I was going through my serial killer floppy disks, I found a file that has her 816 phone number in it.
What?
Yes. I found her phone number. Now, obviously, this is 1999. It would have been a house phone.
Yeah, a landline?
Yes. So next week, we're going to call it.
Oh, on the show?
Mm-hmm.
That has many possibilities.
Right. Number one, it could be somebody else entirely.
Yeah, and we could call someone at early in the morning, like, why are you calling me this early in the morning?
Yeah. Hi. Blast from the past. My name's Jordan. I work on the Buzz now, and 20 years ago, I catfished you as a dude named Gavin.
But a lot of times, aren't phone numbers kind of registered with addresses?
I Googled.
So you have an address with that as well?
And
so
it's the same one. In Gladstone.
There's a lot of leads right here.
I know. We're going to find this person, and I'm going to apologize. OJL. In honor of her defunct email address, here is the song.
Beautiful Disaster.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. There's some new Bishop Briggs, a Depop drop at 5 p.m. today.
God, I hope that's... I don't know what that's... a Depop drop.
Overland Park Corporate Woods Fireworks Show is officially canceled. Head over to Big Mac's Fireworks for Independence for all your fireworks needs.
Are you getting paid by them? Because I'm not.
I'm not getting paid.
Are you sure?
Paid. All right. J.C. Nichols Fountain will get a name change, and J.C. Nichols Parkway will now be Mills Creek Parkway, and Walmart has stopped the sales of All Lives Matter t-shirts from their websites.
All right. What about 8 o'clock? What do you have for us?
Well, Douglas County starts their mask mandate today. And in a late session compromise, Kansas counties can choose to opt out of Kansas governor's statewide mask mandate. And Johnson County is likely to opt out after a county commissioner said they encourage mask wearing but do not want to force it on its citizens.
Stop with the mask shaming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Missouri Governor Parsons is not planning a statewide mask mandate. He said for people that live in the cities that want to live under those guidelines, that's their elected leaders' decisions.
Okay.
And Netflix is bringing back Ozark for a final and extended fourth season. It will be split into 2 7-episode parts. So how is that not 2 seasons?
No, that's the way that they do it. Mm. I remember Mad Men, one of the seasons had like 4 episodes, and we had to wait 2 years for
it. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that, Mad Men.
There was a controversial Jersey Mike's marketing promo making its rounds this morning.
Oh, yeah, this was everywhere.
It stated that Jersey Mike's was going to change their bacon, lettuce, and tomato to the bacon, lettuce, mayo, so they can call it a BLM. It is not true. And I can't even imagine the head of the marketing of Jersey Mike's this morning.
Right. Waking up to their phone must just be on fire next
who
to their bed.
Who approved this?
Yeah, I did not do this at all. Yeah, if you go to their website or any place that mm-hmm. they are official, that is not up there. So it's probably a hoax.
Yeah, there's no mentioning in their last tweet on their Twitter was from June 18th. So I'm sure they will say something about this, but it's not true.
Damn. And there were 2 names that are trending on Twitter. I hate when people do that.
Because you're afraid they might be dead?
Yes, but we're going to talk about it after Muse.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
That's how you play that damn guitar. Muse, Knights of Sidonia, Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. And Chris just got done with news. One thing that we like to do right before we do the news is check what's trending on Twitter, just to make sure that we're keeping you up to date. And I cannot stand it. I have to desensitize myself from seeing names of people trending.
You got to be careful with that.
Because I'm always thinking that they're dead, mm-hmm. you know, but no, that's not the case. Debbie Harry is trending right now because it's her birthday. She's 75. The lead singer of Blondie. Oh, my God. Yes.
Holy.
She's 75.
She's good for being 75.
Oh.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Talk about a crush. Oh, yes. Hmm. Also, another name that I could not believe was still alive.
She was in Gone with the Wind.
She was 23 when she filmed Gone with the Wind in 1939. 23.
De Havilland.
Olivia De Havilland. Yes, who was in... Jeez, did she do silent movies? Basically.
She was born in 1916.
And it's her birthday today, and she is still alive. Have you looked at the pictures of her?
Beautiful. Flawless skin, flawless face.
That's incredible. There's a photo of her on Wikipedia, and it says underneath it the caption, De Havilland at the Smithsonian in 2001. And I was like, is she on display? Is that what this is?
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I have never in my life, in all of the cities that I have lived in, which have been a lot, I have never once even entertained the idea of buying a house.
No? You just thought you'd just constantly be moving?
Yeah, it just never felt like home, any of the places, mm-hmm. especially Maine, especially my actual home, never felt like home. But I want to get one here. I want to live in Kansas City for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yes. I want to buy a house.
Oh, what are your requirements for a house? Your must-haves?
Well, the thing is, I love my place that I live right now.
Oh, it's a beautiful old building in downtown Kansas City.
And it's done well. But just like that Mike Medlock commercial for Flat Branch Home Loans that I do, MLS number da-da-da-da-da. Rents are really going up. Yeah. My rent has gone up like $400 a month since I got the place 2 years ago.
That's almost half a mortgage.
Plus, dude, this is just like the real kicker. My neighbors that I share a wall with are moving. And
your good ones?
Yes. Those are neighbors that you get once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're going to... Karma is a bitch, and I'm probably going to get the loudest person with, like, the dog that barks 24-7 to share a wall with. I'm just anticipating that happening.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the second child for sure.
Yes, that barks. So I am really serious about wanting to get a house, but the problem is I'm really picky.
Mm-hmm.
You know my style. Oh, we're both pretty picky when it comes to our stuff.
Absolutely.
It took me years to pick out a coffee table.
That's a little extreme, but I completely understand it because you know what you want. You're not going to settle, and you want the quality items.
Right. When my friend came to my house for the first time, she walks in, sees all the wallpaper and all this stuff that I did, and goes, wow, I feel like I just walked into my grandma's house. And I took that as the nicest compliment ever.
Of course. Because grandma's houses are the nicest and cleanest homes around.
Yes, and beautiful and ornate, because I love wallpaper.
And immaculate.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm looking for in a house, I know people are, like, crazy about the things that they want. I watch HGTV. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, probably never going to have kids.
Okay, so you don't need a big house?
Right. So two to three bedrooms. If it's a big house, it's big, whatever. Mm-hmm. But 2 to 3 bedrooms would be nice. I like an old antique-y style, like a 1920s style, but it has to be done well and clean, you know?
And
no bugs.
There's always going to be bugs. You have to deal
with
the bugs.
No bugs. I mean, there's no bugs in my place.
You're on the 30th floor of a building.
So? Actually, one time a praying mantis stuck to the outside of my window, and I was like, bitch, how'd you get up here? 30 stories. But, all right, so... All right,
so an old house with character.
Oh, yes, with character, unique, charming, not like anyone else has, and I'm not really a suburbs kind of person. I kind of want it to be, like, in the city, you know what I mean? And there has to be land for a pool. I will have a pool. That is my dream in life, to have a pool, and I'm gonna...
Do you care anything about a yard, grass, landscape?
I need a yard to put the pool. So there's got to be enough space for a pool.
Okay. What else are you looking for?
I don't know. Does that narrow anything down?
I mean, you want an older home, 2 or 3 bedrooms with land. I mean, there's quite a few options under there, but I did see a news story this morning. There's a house that's going on for sale that hasn't been on the market for 30 plus years. It might possibly could be a contender. I think it fills all what you need.
Oh, show me that.
Would that not be perfect? It's a little bit of a fixer-upper.
Fixer-uppers. No, I know that this is literally how every scary movie starts. Ever. Some dumb idiot buys a haunted mansion and fixes it up. That's what I want. I want Sour Castle. I want that to be my house.
Wait, you're actually interested in buying it?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I was kind of joking because of the labor and stuff involved, but you really want to buy Sour Castle?
You said the value is like 30 grand.
They said it's going to go for an auction, and they say the estimate could be between $30,000 and $40,000. That's not a lot. But it might be haunted, so you probably want to avoid that?
Well, no. See, the thing is, I don't believe in ghosts, and if those bitches aren't paying rent, they don't know the wrath of Landlady Jordan. I will threaten them with something even more scary than eviction. Exorcism. I will exorcise those ghosts to hell out.
I mean, you've seen American Horror Story, right?
Yes. I've also seen The House on Haunted Hill, which it very much reminds me of, too. Bent Neck Lady.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
But I don't believe in ghosts. So it works. I'll be so pissed. I've yelled at ghosts before. Get the hell out of here. I didn't see the ghost, but I was trying to hook up with this girl. And she was scared. Because we went to this cabin in Big Bear, California. And she's like, there's ghosts all over this place. And I was like, get the hell out of here. I want to get laid. Yeah. Oh, my. I want that house.
You want Sour Castle.
I want Sour Castle. It's perfect. It's exactly what I want, except for there's going to be a little bit more than 2 to 3 bedrooms. Whatever. I don't care. I'll get a bunch of cats.
It's like 5,000 square feet, Jordan. It was built in 1871, so at least it's old. It's got the character. But yeah, people do say it's haunted. The builder of it, Anton Sauer, died in the second floor master bedroom.
Awesome. That's my bedroom. Hell yeah.
That doesn't freak you out at all?
No, because ghosts aren't real.
Okay, well, you said you wanted a pool?
Mm-hmm.
There is a pool on the property, but the granddaughter died in the pool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's serious.
There's a pool?
And that the granddaughter drowned in.
I don't care about that. Well, that sucks. That does suck, but there's a pool?
There's a pool. There's probably going to be bugs.
Well, you can get an exterminator.
Hold on. You were giving me all these excuses on what you don't want, and now you find this castle, and you are eliminating all these things that were deal breakers before?
Yeah, because you can always clean everything up. Have you seen the photos of inside? I guess there's just one of Sour Castle.
What is it?
Have you seen the staircase? It looks like the staircase from Titanic.
That is the most beautiful staircase I've seen in a house on this side of the Atlantic.
I could do this. I could fix this up. I know this is how every scary movie starts, but I don't care.
I know the house is only $35,000-ish, but do you realize the cost of renovating a house like that?
No.
It is going to be...
Can I do it myself? Shut up.
You're going to need someone who's handy with the tools.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'll hire somebody that listens from the station.
I don't know. There's just too many red flags when you are wanting to buy a foreclosed auction house that seems to be haunted. You're going to die.
Do you think it has central air?
No.
Well,
is that a deal breaker?
Yeah. I'll just have to have it put in. Sour Castle. Dude, it's in the perfect spot. It has a pool.
It's close to work, but
It's on the Kansas side. I can vote for Charisse Davids.
You don't have to pay the 1% Kansas City tax.
That will save me.
But you're living in a haunted castle and will be dead within 2 years.
Whoa, that's not in there. Is it? Does it say you would be dead in 2 years? Because I'm definitely buying it then. Just rack up that bill.
I'm just going based on all the horror movies when the families die at the end of the movie and the house continues and the next innocent, unsuspecting family comes in and boom, 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 the sequel happens.
Well, see, the thing is, I am not an innocent person because I know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the Amityville Horror House where, like, they moved in and they didn't know what happened.
You
if the ghost mess with my cat, if the ghost mess with Blanche, oof.
What are you going to do to the ghost?
I will kill myself so I can go to the other side and kick their ass if they mess with my cat. Do you want to go check this place out? Sour Castle.
Do.
Because somebody told me about this when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who owns it has not put it up for auction.
No.
He's been asked a million times.
Yeah, Carl Lopp, which is the great-grandson of Anthony Sauer.
Oh, I hope it wasn't his sister that passed away in the pool.
He bought the house in 1988 to keep it in the family and fix it up.
That's the only thing to keep in the family.
Yeah, it didn't happen. But right. now that it's finally for sale, people are... The markets are...
Hey, everybody, back off. I want Sour Castle. My name is Jordan Silver, and I want Sour Castle. If you are representing it, I am not joking about this. You want to go check it out? We have to go check it out.
After the show?
Yeah. Hey, will you bring your daughter?
No!
Come on.
I'm not going to bring my daughter to a haunted castle.
Don't babies, like, see ghosts more than regular people, I guess? You want to bring a Ouija board, too?
Yeah. I don't want to bring my daughter, though. I know you don't believe in ghosts, but sometimes when things you don't believe, they can still happen. That's someone drowning!
I can look past that, you know? Sometimes you gotta look past stuff.
Baby ghosts are the scariest.
They don't even talk! I can ignore them if they're real. Just babble over in the corner. Shut up! Shut up, little baby. Sour Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, welcome to my castle. Come on, it's me. Do you see me living there?
By yourself, it's going to end decrepit, and you're going to have 78 cats, and it will literally be Grey Gardens.
That's my dream! When fate knocks you right on the head, you have to do it. You have. This is fate, man.
Even if it's a haunted castle?
Yes. It's not haunted. I mean, whatever. I love history. I love Kansas City history. This Sour Castle that is going up for auction is Kansas City history.
Mm-hmm.
I would restore it to its original beauty. That's the way that I do it. Do it right.
You know that cost mookle bucks.
I will sell my soul.
Oh.
I will. No, oh. This is the first time I've really been looking at mm-hmm. buying a house and then Sour Castle.
I don't want you to have a sour experience in buying a house.
Oh my God. I'm almost going to fire you. For that awful dad joke. I know it's joke day, but damn.
It is.
But the text line.
What are they
talking
saying?
About? Well, they're saying absolutely do not do it. Do not buy Sour Castle.
They know what you're getting into.
Besides the fact that it's haunted.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really expensive to fix. If you do this, you'll go down in history as a dumb bitch. But a haunted castle. But
yeah,
I don't care.
Well, it has four chimneys. I got a quote for my one chimney, which was almost 20 grand. So that's 80 grand in chimneys. And for an antique roof like that, to get historically accurate, would be about $800 a square foot. So
I'll sell my soul. I'll sell my soul. Honestly, I'm not worried about anything except... There's actually an old radio curse, and I've seen it happen so many times.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you buy a house, you get fired. It happens all the time in radio. I know.
Don't.
I'm more worried about that than the ghosts. Oh, we're going to look into this.
Yeah, if you are actually seriously interested, we need to get a realtor and check this out now that it's finally on the market.
Halloween would be great at your new place, says someone on a text line.
You could have amazing Halloween parties.
Just wanted to share that I just Googled it and typed it out, Sour, S-O-U-R. Not spelled like that. That's okay. Don't be offended if I respectfully decline to swim in your pool. That is okay. More for me. Ew, somebody liked your play on words. We're doing this, Chris. We're doing this.
I can't get over your fingers.
I know. They don't even look like my own hands because they are painted.
I kept giving red. You... There was something off about you today, and yeah, your nails normally aren't painted, and you look like a girl.
Thanks.
A pretty girl.
I felt like, oh, thanks. Oh, I still have some stuff on from my drag performance yesterday, and if you want to see me done up like a lady for the first time.
And slaying it.
Thank you. It's on my Instagram.com/JordanSilver, Jordan with an I. Plus, we'll put the link to the performance in the podcast notes as well. Dude.
How does it feel that you want to go buy a haunted castle?
It feels awesome. This is my fate. Me, my cat, basically gray gardening it. Growing old.
Well, the good thing about the Grey Gardens thing is it's already a decrepit castle, and you wouldn't have to fix it up.
Well, I'm not going to move. I don't even think it has a roof. Like, it is condemned, basically. This is just the bones. Oh, man. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
That's what every single person who moves into a haunted castle says right before they're killed by said ghosts.
See, the fact that ghosts can kill people can make sense either, logically.
Why?
Because they can't push you. They can't touch you.
They could influence your actions and scare you to possibly get startled and fall off the roof of your house.
Stop it. Jeez. You know what?
What?
I wonder if someone, whoever is in charge of it right now, will let me spend the night there. I hate camping. So much.
You'd do that?
It would basically be camping. But yeah, give me like one night alone. I could do it by myself.
You would stay in that house alone?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I'm not even that brave.
I'm a brave bitch. And if you want to see me at my bravest, check out my drag performance from yesterday. Jordan Silver.
Jordan with an I.
On Instagram.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.